Welcome, listeners, to Salenzo's Memoirs. His memoirs as a running based on my doings. Human beings, location, activity, doings. The only blocking to our mobility, to our doings, to our creativity, you know, to the very essence of our life is insecurity. Because, I mean, in a perfect world where everybody is, you know, walking freely, doing doings, you know, spreading joy, hustling legit, the critical innate, you understand, thing, you understand, to give you peace is security. That's security is just the peace, the fact that you can do without hindrance. Now, everybody now knows that the Zionists are actually the evil of the world, so they brought about this insecurity we are all, you know, facing. Yeah? Nigeria right now, and same for the African continent by and large, we are under a Zionist siege. The American imperialists and the West are actively, not just by bases, but by evil antics, you understand, of cells of evil within our very living space, where you will just give some idiot's instruction, go to one remote school, you understand, and carry kids as a show of might. We are feeling it. Where in Palestine, they are trying to claim someone else's land as theirs. In broad daylight, a robbery that will never be forgotten by our humanity. I mean, they are deluded. So really, they are the ones that are defined as stupid in the parlance of now. You understand? But their stupidity has been a long time coming because of the complete falsehood that they are. They are just a lie. You can imagine. But it's written about all those sad stories, you know, of these Zionists. Because when you talk about, you know, all these people, as far as I'm concerned, I'm giving them value. You know, non-entities that should not be mentioned or heard are just yakking and making noise. Security. Since that is the major problem we have on the African continent, it's not just on our continent, but really, ours is imposed, man-made. You hear them talking every day that they are influencing Africa, their influence in Africa. They discuss these things as if we Africans have no say in the matter, despite us being affluent people. Affluence is ours. You see, we are elegant, we are stylish, we are creative, you understand? We are bold, confident, gorgeous, and amazing people, you understand? Now, the flow of our humanity is towards Africa as it should be, as Eden, the original garden. You understand? We God run. Now, groanings of God, these are not, you know, ambiguities of humanity that you'll be arguing with some people that lack no intellect. They will just be... Oh, those people are just deranged, man. But this is a proposal, a discussion, you know, an idea, a talking, you know, into, you know, our new book of solution. You see, we are in the days of sense. The fact that all these things, English, this in our queen, first of all, when I was growing, you know, they teach us queen English. Like king English, you know, they learn. Plus the queen, plus the English. I'm on a long thing, way useless. Matter where they go, so you know, can they come by higher pitch and don't see the ending since before they even start. Now, here's the thing. I've been having this feeling because I know it to be a truth, but then I am not a historian, but it only just makes sense. Not because of any thinking, but because of what they are saying. It's not me. The Israelites left from Egypt as slaves. So our slaves, who these idiots are, have now packaged themselves as sense, you understand, displaying their stupidity, you understand, are now threatening us that they will end the world. At times when I look at the entire thing, you know, you just put all this nonsense we are discussing into a straight line and see how simple the fallacy is. Now, to solve it is actually just the only discussion that we have to actually work on, because we already know the evil. They have been identified. So why they are even still with us, why we are sharing a space, it is for the youth of the land, you understand, of the continent, the gorgeous black that we are, the sense that God has given us. The day we decide to use it is only that time we will get our desired freedom. That's all I know. Because how can you know that these people are evil? You understand? And you admit their body odor as part of your own, calling them deodorant. I mean, how do you people even reason? But then to our leaders, because all of you said you wanted to lead. Omo, now they don't give you baton. My daddy, Emilokan. Omo, that Emilokan don't explode to Bugwalokan now. You understand? Only your name will they call. I know you be God. You see problem? But then, the gods that we all are must actually put our heads together to solve our problem. And like I always say, and I am insisting, I will never stop insisting, locally, please, local. You see, there is a uniqueness to us that is unique. Even they know of this uniqueness. But whenever we are discussing solutions, we are always speaking their language instead of, you understand, rolling out incantations. Because incantations, now it be, nah, I be the one that they talk, be like English to you, eh? You go arrange your wordings where all of us know normal. But for it to make sense, you call and get the calling again. You understand how can you wear everything with your plumb? You cannot discuss security without the involvement of the traditional rulers. It's an impossibility. It is a foreign thought that you are trying to impose on us, and it is failure from starting. Okay, good. Now, why I say this and why I involve myself, I've not done a podcast for some days. Not that I don't really have content, but I'm a damn man. This Palestine issue is a big weight because all of us are just foolish together. It is actually resoundingly stupid, but I always insisted that we were. Because we pray to God every day and God is in us. Now, the God that we are, can't they fear those retards? They will just talk, we will do. Since they know they talk, can never see end. The stupid know they tire us. But it's not about them, like I keep saying. Why will you tell me that when they kidnapped school children in Kaduna, by the time they were liberated, not me, I just did my own, you know, the DHQ, that's military headquarters, the Ogbonge Angels, said it was local vigilantes, some of these kids, that made them successful. But when we are now talking of security, they keep talking of president, governor, what kind of redundancy is that? The Oni said it now. It is not because it was Oni. I know for a fact that you must know if they follow government, that traditional rulers, all of them, even the Oba of Benin, don't move. If they move in these times we are, because he's part of the solution to the problem. He must, now leader is TB. They have said that they must be included in the architecture of our security. My daddy Tinubu is only one person. It's an assumption that is everywhere. The governor just has an office in one corner of the state. How can he not be everywhere? The police station is a location, but all locations are locations under the location. So how do you now, you understand, achieve being everywhere if you are not really everywhere, but people are everywhere? It is still the people now. The answer to the problem is still the people and what structure of organization you give the security. First responders in a community that has agile men and women, because in our local history, well documented, both male and female fight side by side. Who we are as Africans must come to the fore. Any other thing is a fallacy. Look, as a leader, the only thing you have is a legend. There is nothing. This power. People will see me and say, Salenzo, Egbonlenzo, you na a big man. How can you look around me and say, I carry load in the abuse? Not just me, still be you. I'm not tall past yesterday. What is the value of my doings on your life? What good can I pass to you? What legacy will you leave? What understanding will you add? If you are wise, you are corrupt because you will reflect on others. Intelligence does not hide. It is always being hailed. My daddy, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, may God give you the wisdom. But the team is not competent. The team that you have promised that will be competent is simply not competent. Now, Let me not join any other team, but everything is still involved. Because if we do not build it from the basics, and you are carving power on top of it, calamity, now you delude. We have seen what has happened, you understand, in Delta. And we must learn from it. What got the dispute so bad that it got there? And it's still because there is really no inner authority that could have nipped it in the bud. Because at times, when some things happen, in fact, this Ramadan period, I saw a video. Someone went to steal. Now, the youths of that town said, because whoever posted it said, because it is Ramadan, they are not going to beat the person. But you know what they did? The ingenious thing they did. The guy carried the exhibit on top of his head, and they were showing him all over the town as a thief. There are ingenious solutions inherent in our tradition. This is time to release the gods of our land based on our wisdom uniquely, based on who we really are. We are everywhere, and everywhere we are as Africans, we show organization. Now, this organization should be the root of our reorganization, not capping that nonsense body odor people as a sense to our civilization. Look, if you leaders don't know who we are, then what is the value of you? You must understand our uniqueness. You must respect it. You must see that uniqueness as the only grail of civilization, not just for us, but for the entire world. We compete with nobody. We coexist with everybody. Respect us, we give you respect. Now, to my people, because we are all one. Omo, you know your gay boy, choice. Not be black, be your. They know they peel them off. You understand? Now follow come from God. You see, they have told so many lies, they've messed with our minds. Yeah? But the minds of those that you are messing with is too messed up. Ah, yes, now our mind is messed up. Almost because not only joy we sabi, not only hustle we know. You understand? And inside though that too, where I just talk like that, where it can't be the joy, where the outside. Almost. Many things are still involved. Please help me share. Let's discuss. Let's investigate. We must bring back our glory. Whereby any evil that comes into any community, we see our gallant men and women, our youth there, as the first responder to any evil. It is the only way. What do you think? Well, the only secret of this humanity, of the black we are, is the fact that you were born with sense. And there is no use for that sense that you have been born with if you do not use that sense to solve our problems. I pray with the sense that we have been given, we set out resolving our problem sensibly. Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Please do help me share. It is a memoir. It is for history as a podcast. Thanks once again for sharing. Adding your thinkings, because nobody knows it all. But if we as Africans, knowing our true value and not being able to claim it, then as seen we know, there's no doubt about it.